With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, December 11th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. Last night, the 11th-ranked Hinton girls basketball team kept their perfect record intact, defeating Galen Catholic 63-26 in Hinton. And the Blackhawks just didn't waste any time getting off to a strong start, leading it 9-0 after the first 2 minutes and taking a 17-0 lead into the second quarter. Hinton head coach Matt Leary says that strong start was predicated on their great defense.
They take a lot of pride in their defense. We always say that our defense can become our best offense, and they forced some turnovers, some deflections, some steals, and our secondary break was clicking very well tonight and sharing the ball. Just the unselfishness, Sid with 19, but 13 and 10 and 8, 6, all those just add up, and that's been our strength so far.
And the Jays may not have always been turning over the ball in the first frame, but their offense was certainly impacted. Galen Catholic head coach Brandon Schecker says the girls just couldn't get their offense fully running to start the game.
The first quarter, we were not looking to shoot, and I told these girls we're not going to get a ton of opportunities, so we got to take them when we're ready. So again, I thought the ball movement started to come a little bit better. When that ball movement started coming, then we started having open looks, and we started taking them. Then once we got a little confidence, we started dribble driving a little bit more. And I think we left some opportunities to drive and attack them a little bit more tonight.
As the game progressed, Hinton's lead grew, getting up to 30 points at the end of the first half. The Blackhawks could have mailed it in and stopped trying in the second half, but they didn't do that. Coach Leary says his team is never going to give up trying, no matter the score.
We're going to play hard, we're not going to let up, and we might, tone back the defense, whatever, go half court or, just half court man or two, but play hard, and I think these girls, they've really bought into that.
The Jays dropped to 3-4 with the loss. It's the fourth-ranked team the Jays have played to start the year, and there will certainly be more. Coach Schecker says games like this one can be beneficial because it shows the Jays just what they need to be better at in the future.
So what can we take away from this game? And apply it. We'll have them again after Christmas, but we have a lot of other teams that if we stay aggressive, we talked about getting back on defense. We have not done a very good job of getting back on defense. Did we do great tonight? No, but we've done a lot better. So we improved in that regard. There's some things that we just haven't seen from some other teams, so I haven't spent a lot of time on it. And so it was good to see some of those things and be able to talk to the girls about them, make some adjustments.
Hinton's now 5-0 on the year. Statistical leader Sydney Duske at 19 points to lead all scorers for Hinton. Addie Glass added another 13, and Carlin Kovarna was also in double figures. She scored 10. Rizaya Sitzman and Ayla Schmidt led the Jays with 6 points apiece. Sitzman added 3 assists, and Schmidt pulled down 5 rebounds. Addie Castle had 5 points. And 4 rebounds. Let's take a look at the rest of the girls' basketball scoreboard in the Warrior Conference. It was 12th-ranked Akron Westfield getting their second win in a row, defeating Alcester Hudson of South Dakota 46-31. MMCRU still couldn't quite get win number one. They fell to South O'Brien at home 45-39. Harris Lake Park took down Hartley Melvin Sanborn 35-30, and George Little Rock squeaked by Trinity Christian 50-47. In the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Lamar's Community girls still have yet to pick up their first win. A tough road loss to Sioux City East last night, 57-33. Top-ranked Bishop Heelan steamrolled Sioux City North 75-19. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat up on Sergeant Bluff Luton 66-47, and Sioux City West took it to Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 65-15. In the Western Valley Conference in girls basketball, Kingsley Pearson fell to second-ranked Westwood. They gave the Rebels a game, though, 45-33 the score. Had the offense come around, it might be a different story. Julia Howe had a double-double, 14 points and 10 rebounds. Peyton Trapp had 10 points, but the Panthers shot under 20% from the field for the contest. River Valley took down Ridgeview 57-34. It was West Monona dominating Siouxland Christian 74-31. Seventh-ranked Maple Valley Antidoto Charter Oak Ute defeated 08 Audubon Arthur Battle Creek Ada Grove 64-43. And Woodbury Central was a winner over Lawton Bronson 51-36. In boys basketball last night, the Hinton boys won their second straight game with a 56-36 win over Galen Catholic. The Blackhawks got off and rolling right away, going on an 11-0 run early in the first quarter and never looking back the rest of the game. Hinton head coach John Spies says his guys were eager to get the offense moving quickly, and that's what they did.
We knew they were really good at their half-court defense, so we wanted to just to get out and see if we can get some easy baskets, and we did, and tried to push the pace on them as much as we could. We like to run. I mean, that's what most teams do. That's fun. Kids like to get up and down the floor, and we knew, like I said, we knew Galen was good at their half-court defense, so We tried to exploit that, and tonight it worked. Next time we play them, may not, but tonight it worked out all right.
The Blackhawks were also dominant on the glass. They pulled down 15 offensive rebounds, leading to numerous second chances. And that rebounding edge was something that Hinton prepared for heading into the game. Coach Spies says he was happy to see the guys execute on that game plan.
Tonight we were fortunate enough to have some guys crashing, and we talked about that in practice, crashing boards against the zone and assigned some guys to do that. So, it worked out tonight, and we do have some height. That's good, and so does Dave. Galen has some height too, but we just happened to have the ball fall in our laps tonight.
The Blackhawks ended up being very balanced offensively with three guys scoring in double figures, but Galen Catholic was not, needing to get half of their offense from Mason Small, who scored 18 of their 36 points on the night. Head coach Ryan Wilchin says Small took advantage of some lapses in Hinton's defense.
He was able to, they were out chasing us on the three-point line and putting pressure on our guards, which left him open in the middle. So he did have a size advantage. But this isn't the first game. Mason's done this all year. He's lived in the paint. He plays physical. He's got good hands, and he's got good touch on when he gets inside. So tonight, probably the benefits, he got a lot of minutes tonight.
Galen Catholic drops to 3-2 with the loss, and Coach Wilchin says getting the guys to play like they did last week will be crucial, with two big games ahead of them still this week.
Getting back to what we were doing early in the season, playing good defense, we didn't get back. Our defense was pressured the first 4 minutes of the game, and we were down, I think, 8-2 or 10-2 or something like that, and that's on our defense. We have to start better, and we got to start playing like a team. Get to passing the ball and taking care of our turnovers.
Another double-double here tonight, or last night, as Kyle Leary had 10 points and 10 rebounds for Hinton in the win. Logan Kempema, 16 points and 7 boards. Dawson Spies, nice day defensively with 3 steals, also 13 points. Caden Barrett at 8 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and Mason Small's 18 points led Galen Catholic. Other scores in the War Eagle Conference in boys basketball: MMCRU remained unbeaten with a 74-64 high-scoring win over South O'Brien and Marcus. Four different Royals scored in double figures, led by Brayson Mulder's 23 points. Jace Colling added 14. Camden Bork had 11, and Michael Peterson added 10 points. It was Hartley Melvin Sanborn beating Harris Lake Park 47-35. Trinity Christian defeated George Little Rock 62-37. In the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Lamar's Community Boys basketball team fell on the road at 9th-ranked Sioux City East 82-49. Cole Brownmiller's 12 points led the way. Tyson Augustine added another 9. Bishop Heelan won a very high-scoring affair over Sioux City North, 80-69. It was Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln taking it to Sergeant Bluff Luton, 74-53. And Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson, a narrow winner over Sioux City West, 63-57. Finally, in the Western Valley Conference, Westwood defeated Kingsley Pearson. The Panthers are 0-2 to start conference play with a 58-51 loss to Westwood. West Monona got by Siouxland Christian, 66-43. OABCIG won over MVAOCOU, 56-43. And Lawton Bronson squeaked by Woodbury Central 62-60. Had plenty of wrestling yesterday as well. Some triangulars happening in Sioux Center for the Lamar's community wrestling teams. On the girls' side, the Bulldog girls took down Sioux Center 48-30, but fell in their second duel with Okoboji Hartley Melvin Sanborn 42-36. Some forfeits there that ended up costing the Bulldogs the win in the duel, but they did have 5 wrestlers go undefeated on the day. Brooklyn DeRocher, Rose Lammers, Kira Hassinius, Marilyn Roller, and Karen Pena all go 2-0 to help the Bulldogs in their dual competition. The other dual score on the girls' side there, Okoboji HMS defeated Sioux Center 48-27. To the boys' side of that triangular, the Bulldogs had a rough go of things against Sioux Center and Okoboji HMS. The Bulldogs fell to the Warriors 55-27 and to the Pioneers 63-12. Hayden Sitzman had the only 2-0 day for the Bulldogs, who go 0-2 in their duels in Sioux Center. The other dual score on the boys' side, Okoboji HMS defeated Sioux Center 47-36, and the Pioneers went 2-0 in both the girls' and the boys' triangular to win those triangulars. Also yesterday, a quad of teams dueling it out in Kingsley. Kingsley Pearson and Akron Westfield in action there. The Westerners had the better day out of our two area teams. Akron Westfield defeated Kingsley Pearson 53-25. They also defeated West Monona Whiting 54-30, but fell in a tight duel with Dakota Valley of South Dakota 40-36. A few 2-0 days for the Westerners. Some forfeits in there. Isaiah Horn went 2-0. Brody Hoffman went 2-0, and Braden Kusler went 2-0 as the Westerners go 2-1 in dual action. The host school, Kingsley Pearson, well, they just couldn't get a win. They fell, of course, as we mentioned, Akron Westfield 53-25, but they also fell to Dakota Valley 42-33 and fell to West Monona Whiting 53-23. Still had some undefeated days, though. Jacob Kraft went 3-0 with a couple of pins. Peyton Hackett and Calvin Harvey go 2-0 as well for KP. The other dual score from that quad, Dakota Valley defeated West Monona Whiting 41-36. As always, those scores and results can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com, along with more sound bites and interview clips. You can always check out local sports news at KLEM1410.com. We also encourage you to check out our Twitter page for some of that as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.